From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A group called Don't Let Florida Go to Pot says a proposed constitutional amendment to legalize medical marijuana would lead to recreational pot use in Florida. The Drug-Free America Foundation says medical marijuana could become a new version of the old Florida pill mills, encouraging people to travel from other states to take advantage of lax laws. Foundation Director Calvina Fay is from Colorado, which approved recreational use of pot 2 years ago. She calls Florida's proposed Amendment 2 de facto legalization.
It's not just the legalization of the use of marijuana, not just about somebody smoking pot in their bedroom. It's a big marijuana industry that will be legalized if it passes.
Supporters of Amendment 2 strongly disagree. They say doctors should be able to recommend medical marijuana when it's appropriate for treating diseases such as cancer. The U.S. trade embargo of Cuba is 52 years old, but it's become a key issue in the Florida governor's race. That's because the Democratic frontrunner, former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, is calling for an end to the ban on commerce with the island. Only Congress can rescind the embargo, which was imposed after Fidel Castro seized power in Cuba. Polls show declining support for the embargo among Cuban-American voters. But Republican Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantero says it should stay in place as long as the island is a dictatorship.
As long as it exists, that means there is no freedom in Cuba. My grandfather died wanting to still go back and see his homeland, but he would never, ever go back while the Castro brothers were still controlling that country.
Charlie Crist used to oppose the embargo too, but has changed his mind, saying no state's economy has been hurt more by the embargo than Florida's. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.